USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump commenting on Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley's publicly voiced regret at joining the president for a photo op last week at a church across from the White House. Peaceful protesters were reportedly driven out of the area by federal forces to make that photo op possible. In a sit-down interview with Harris Faulkner of the Fox News show Outnumbered Overtime, Faulkner asked of the general's remarks during an online commencement address to military graduates,
"Do you think it's significant?"
No, I don't think so. No, I mean, if that's the way they feel, I think that's fine. I have good relationships with the military. I've rebuilt our military. When we took it over from President Obama and Biden, the military was a joke.
Milley said appearing in that photo created a false perception of the military being involved in domestic politics. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
U.S. Senator John Cornyn of Texas wants a police commission to be formed, similar to the 9/11 commission, to study what can be done to improve policing in America.
Break it down in as many pieces as they want, maybe including use of force standards, mental health support, training, you name it.
Cornyn again stressing that it's been done before, such as after the Columbine school shooting in 1999, when he says Congress provided grants for active shooter training, which transformed modern policing. Former Vice President and presumptive Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden is calling for gun control on this, the four-year anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shootings in Florida, which left 49 people dead before police killed the gunman in a shootout. In a statement, the presidential candidate ripped Republicans for what he says has been their inaction on the issue of gun violence. House Democrats passed a bill last year, but the Senate has never considered it. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of President Trump's former national security advisors is ripping him in his new memoir. A statement from publisher Simon & Schuster includes excerpts from the book by John Bolton, and Bolton writes that he was astonished by President Trump's actions, saying they were fueled by an obsession over his re-election prospects. Bolton adds, quote, even if it meant endangering or weakening the nation. Meantime, Bolton also argues that House Democrats committed what he calls impeachment malpractice by keeping their prosecution focused too narrowly on the president's Ukraine scandal. A bill allowing college athletes to be paid is now law in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill today that allows them to be compensated for the use of their name, image, and likeness. The largest mortgage lender in America considering a move to become a publicly traded company. Quicken Loans could be valued in the billions if it decides to go that way. A statement released by Quicken says the company is, quote, continuously looking for new ways to invest and grow the business. And the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is aiming to increase diversity in films considered to win an Oscar. The Academy says it will encourage equitable hiring practices for all production and acting roles. It has received backlash for not recognizing films starring or produced by women and people of color. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.